Ham Radio Crash Course, weekly digital voice net. We meet on the Ham Radio Crash Course link system every Thursday night at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. The HRCC link system connects our DMR talk group, Yaesu Fusion Reflector Wires X-Room, D-Star Reflector, M17 Reflector, B25, and Next Gen Reflectors. You can learn more about us by visiting http://hrcc.link. The purpose of this net is to utilize the HRCC link system, give related announcements, and discuss ham radio topics from the past week. Ham Radio Crash Course is a community of radio enthusiasts, and all licensed ham radio operators are welcome to check in. In just a few moments, we'll begin taking check-ins. As a digital net on a multi-mode linked system, we ask that you check in by slowly giving your call sign phonetically, specifying which digital voice mode you are using, and specifying if you'd like to check out early by stating in and out. All who check in will have an opportunity later in the net to share their comments. I would also like to mention, if you're following along with us at our ham.live link, which was posted in the Discord, you will be automatically checked in if you're signed into your Ham Live account. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge two early check-ins, KB0STG and KQ4HMF. You guys are on the list. Thank you. For any other stations wishing to check in, please call now, giving your call sign phonetically.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, after Hotel.
Kilo 6, Whiskey Radio Foxtrot. Kilo 6, Whiskey Radio Foxtrot, YSF, in and out.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey X-Ray Hotel, DMR, in and out.
November 6, Alpha Charlie Alpha, N6 ACA, DMR, in and out.
Whiskey 7, Whiskey Echo Kilo, DMR, in and out.
Whiskey Echo 8, Tango Oscar Mike, Tom, DMR.
Whiskey 9, Golf, Tango Hotel, Greg, DMR.
Okay, so far we will acknowledge KQ4HMF, KF0OOH, N1CCK, W9GTH, WE8TOM. In and out, we have K6WRF, KB0STG, W7WEK, N9NDF, KD9WXH, and N6ACA. Anybody else with the Ham Radio Crash Course Weekly Digital Net, please call now with your call sign phonetically.
Kilo India 5, Oscar X-Ray Quebec, in and out, Yaesu System Fusion.
Hi, Golf Zero, Radio Fox Delta. That's Golf Zero, Radio Fox Delta. DMR.
All right, this is W8KJR with the Ham Radio Crash Course Net. I've got G0RFD checked in and staying around. In and out, I've got KI50XQ. Anybody else checking in, please give us your call sign phonetically.
Kilo, Kilo 2, Bravo, Uniform Delta. I'll be in and out, going through Yaesu System Fusion, hotspot.
All right, and we also have KK2BUD in and out. Anybody else checking into the Ham Radio Crash Course Digital Net, please give us a call.
Whiskey Sierra 3 Delta.
No, never mind, you already have me checked in, but November 4, November Yankee X-ray. I didn't think I heard the confirmation last time around. Sorry.
All right, I've got WS3D Eric, and Sarah, I did not get you on the previous go, but I have you on there now. Thank you. Anybody else looking to check into the HRCC digital net, please give us a call.
Not sure if we doubled, but KO6CDB, checking in.
Alpha India 7 Echo Quebec, coming in via DMR, in and out please. Good evening.
Okay, I've got AI7EQ checking in and out, and KO6CDB, Mark, sticking around. Auto-checking in VK4GAT. Anybody else for the HRCC Digital Net, please give us a call.
Don't worry, mate, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to take one more call for check-ins, and then we'll head into comments here. Anybody else for the Ham Radio Crash Course Digital Net? Whiskey 8 Kilo, Juliet Romeo, Net Control. Please call now.
This is Whiskey Mike 9 Victor William, coming through on DMR, in and out.
right, and we've got W9MKE in and out, and KB3VDG in and out. Anybody else for the Ham Radio Crash Course Digital Net, please call now. All right, well, we'll go ahead and start with our theme tonight. Y'all left me to my own devices to figure out a way to make the net more engaging. So we have a theme for this evening. Last week was the theme was to, you had to grab an object from your ham shack to defend yourself during the zombie apocalypse. This week our theme, date, marry, or kill. Choose a radio manufacturer. For bonus points, explain your reasons. By the way, everything is made up and the points don't matter. Let's start with KQ4HMF. Date, marry, kill. Choose a radio manufacturer, or three of them, actually. KQ4HMF, you still in there with us, Jim? Okay, I'm going to mark Jim is out. All right, choose radio manufacturers to date, marry, and kill. KF0OOH, Mikey, go ahead.
Good evening, and I forgot to mention that I am on DMR. You know, I'm still awfully new to this game, so I don't have a very strong feeling about any of them, but I'm going to go with dating Anytown and marrying Yaesu, and I don't know, none of them have actually inspired me to kill yet, honestly, but I'll let you know if someday they do. Back to net.
All right, sounds good. I think those are all fair responses. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, and welcome to the net if it's your first time out here. N1CCK, Only Hams Radio. Choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill. For bonus points, explain your reasons.
Hey, shut up. That's a really tough one. I would have to go with Heat Kenwood because of the other stuff, but it's so stupid expensive. I love my Yaesu, so we'll just do with Yaesu. And Kill, I don't know what I want. It's a really great question. But anybody else could, it's actually affordable. So anyway, thanks for pulling this off on.
Okay, Nick, sounds good, man. Thanks for coming back this way. Glad you were able to find time in your schedule to join us tonight. And I mean that with sincerity. I'm glad to have you in here. This is WAKJR with the Ham Radio Crash Course Net. Next up, I've got Whiskey 9 Golf Tango Hotel. Choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think I would date Kenwood because I feel like it's pretty fancy stuff, but you probably can't marry it. It's too high maintenance, too expensive. ICOM, definitely marry because, well, I love my ICOMs. And Kill, I mean Baofeng, because it's Baofeng.
Some very sound logic, Gregory. I appreciate you checking in with us tonight and for playing along. Whiskey Echo 8, Tango, Oscar, Mike. Some good propagation from 30 miles down the road. Choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill. For bonus points, explain your reasons.
Yeah, I can practically yell it out the window at you. For date, I'm going to be out there, say, radiodity, just because it's a love-hate relationship, and I'd love to leave it for dinner. Fuck with the bill sometime when it ticks me off. Mary, I'm going to say a Lincoln. I love my 735, but I argue with it enough that might as well be married to it. We get along perfect that way. And Kill, I'm going to go out there again. I'm going to say Yaesu, specifically the user interface department for certain radios like the 891 and FTM 300s. Actually, the 200s interface with a cram everything to one freaking menu. WE8TLM.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I think you got some sound reasons there. Sounds like you got it figured out. Glad you could make it in here tonight to check in with us. Next up, I've got G0RFD, Mike. Thanks for joining us. Choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill for bonus points. Explain your reasons.
Oh, Roger, on that, G0RFD returning. Dave Kenwood, because like everybody else, I love their stuff, and it's very well presented. Mary Icon, because menus. And Kill Balfangs for the god-awful thing that I ended up, DMR radio I ended up with, which no one could ever work out how to program.
Yeah, that sounds like an RD5R, I think it was. And yes, I share your sentiment. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is WAKJR with the Ham Radio Crash Course Net. N4NYX, Sarah, choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill. For bonus points, explain your reasons.
Let's see here. Might go with Mary Kenwood to sort of marry into the rich family there. Hi. Dating Yaesu, since, you know, we're having fun there. And Kill, maybe Motorola. You know, Motorola just seems too good for itself and, you know, a bit elitist and kind of have a grudge for that. But I don't know, won't deny they make good stuff, but geez. The fan group and everything's a little bit elitist there, so that'll be what I say on that. And for NYX, back to net control.
WS3D, propagation check. Hear me, yay or nay? Okay, let's try again. Whiskey Sierra 3 Delta. Radio check, do you hear me?
Yep, I got you now. You want me to go ahead with the question?
Yes, sir, go ahead. Choose three radio manufacturers, date, marry, kill. You've owned them all, so I hope you've got this all figured out.
Oh, you know I do. It's probably going to be pretty obvious, too. Flex is going to be the date, because it's like dating a mentally unstable person. It'll be the greatest of highs and the lowest of lows you've ever experienced. Married is definitely Elecraft, because if you used an Elecraft, you know why. And kill, I'm probably going to say Shagu, just because I don't ever want to hear about Shagus ever again. That's all for me. This is WS3D, back to net.
All right, Eric. Very good answers. Very good answers. I appreciate you joining, and for everyone standing by through that technical hiccup, appreciate you. KO6CDB Mark, choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill for bonus points. Explain your reasons.
So this is a tough one for me. I have limited exposure due to my HTs. And no HF access yet, but I would say I'm dating Yazoo. I love this FT5DR. I would say I'm real, well, I probably anticipate marrying ICOM someday. The 705 really looks appealing, but so does the Elecraft KX2. It really depends on what I want to get into. I'm not immune to QRP. As far as Baofeng, well, you know, I actually hate the Explorer QRZ one more. It has not dialed me into a repeater where the Baofeng did better. So I'm kind of put off by the QRZ one. That's it for me. Back to net control. KF6CDB.
Okay, Mark. No, I mean, I get it. You've got some experiences there, and even if it's not HF, it's still relevant, so I appreciate your opinions on the matter. This is W8KHAR for the HRCC DigitalNet. VK4GAT, choose three radio manufacturers to date, marry, kill. For bonus points, explain your reasons.
Well, this is an odd one, but not really. So, I date any tone, purely and simply because they just make some really solid amateur gear in their mobile and HD market. I really, really love their stuff there. I have to go against Sarah here and say I'd marry Motorola, because, I mean, come on, P25 is just the best mode for HDs. We all know this. and they've also just got all that that expensive money. Might as well marry the money. But for the kill one, this one's going to be very Australian-specific. I kill a radio company called GME. They sell CB UHF radios here, and they are some of the most overpriced, over-marketed UHF radios I've ever seen. We're talking $1,000 for an 80-channel, 5-watt radio. Yeah, I can't get over that one. Anyway, back to net control.
All right, Jacob. Wow, I learned about a new radio company I never even heard of. Some strong opinions there for sure. I'll go ahead and give mine real quick before we ask for more check-ins. I'm going to go with Date Motorola. I do enjoy them. It's a fun relationship. I don't know if it's going to work out long-term, but I'm enjoying it anyway. Probably marrying Yaesu at the moment and killing Rugged Radios, because they're literally just spray painting Baofeng's blue and marking them up 100,000%. Nick, I was not looking at the chat. You're going to have to believe me. Sorry. You're going to have to believe me that I was not looking at the chat. But if you're not going to, then I guess Kill would probably be TID radio because they're flashy bow fangs that emit more spurs. So there's that one. Anybody else looking to check in and get in on the fun tonight on the Ham Radio Crash Course? Now go ahead and give us your call sign phonetically, please. Any last-minute check-ins or grievances for the Ham Radio Crash Course Net, W8KJR Net Control, please call now.
Should I say it again, Evan, or should I not say it again? From Continental, Ohio to Findlay, Ohio, it's KCYQL checking in.
KC81QL, welcome to the net, sir. We'll be back to you shortly for comments. Anybody else checking in, please call now. Okay, I have announcements for the end of the net, but we're going to go ahead and get Bill's comments in here first. Bill, welcome to the HRCC net tonight. Our theme for the evening, choose three radio manufacturers, date, marry, or kill, and for bonus points, explain your reasons. Go ahead.
Let's see if Tom would like to check in with you there. He's keyed up a couple times there. Let's see if Whiskey Echo number 8, TOM, would like to check in, and I'll come back to you, Evan.
Tom was already in. He might have just been trying to relink his connection. So he's okay. Take it over, Bill.
Okie dokie, we'll give her another shot here. I guess we're all right. We got a clear path to the master server here now. I'm bouncing T on 04, and I'm hearing myself back on 02. So I'm monitoring the traffic on two masters at the same time. And let's fire Jesus for their screwed up menus. Man, I got 155 menus there, Evan, in my 991 Jesus. By the time I want to go to the menu to change the item, I forgot what I'm looking for. There's 155 menus in that radio. And that was the same way with my VX7R quad band HT. You guys remember the quad band VX7R? You could get it in silver or black. I love that radio. Same thing. By the time I went to the menus to find what I wanted to change, I forgot what I was looking for. And it was hard to see the menus in that VX7R. But boy, that's a nice radio. I picked that up at Dayton. I had a blast with that radio on all four bands. I think it was QRP on 220, wasn't it? But it did transmit. And let's see, thumbs up, Mary Icom. You know, what can you say? Good Lord, the menus are so intuitive and easy on the menus. Of the 705, 9700, and the 705s, you know, if you learn one of those menus, they're all the same. It's uniform. So amazing system with the menus that Icom did. and a big pat on the back for doing pictures on the radio. And I don't know, probably a thumbs up for Kenwood quality. You know, I've loved my Kenwood radios over the years. I remember buying the TS-940 SAT at the Fort Wayne, Indiana ham show 30 years ago, and that was quite a rig back then. Of course, you know, it's dated now, but fast forward to the new radios. If you pick up a 5300 NXVN Kenwood, you can put the licensing keys on that to do P25, and you can do DMR. So, you know, gotta like Kenwood. And I got the D74 sitting here in front of me. And I got Ham Radio 2.0 up on my screen. I had to pause it to check in with you right now, Evan. 6 hours ago, Ham Radio 2.0 reviewed the Kenwood 75 compared it to 74. And I'm sure you guys have already seen Joshua's review of those two radios, right? I'm going to time out, Evan, in 9 seconds, so I better turn it back to you, KCYQL. And I also have an announcement.
Okay, Bill. I appreciate the well-reasoned response. Go ahead with your announcement if you'd like, and then I've got some general announcements for the net.
I hope I don't steal your thunder there, Evan. Joshua's going to go live at 9 o'clock in the morning. Guess where he's going to be at? That might be one of your announcements. I'm hoping it is. I'm sure hoping you guys might already talked about that. Upcoming live stream, 9 a.m. from Florida Hamcation. And then there's another upcoming live stream at 12 o'clock noon. He's going to do the flea market stuff. I think the one at 9 o'clock, he's going to run around and look at the booths. 12 o'clock, he says he's going to run around and check out the boat anchors. He doesn't say boat anchors. I'm adding that to it. I think he bought a radio there last year, didn't he? What did he pick up? He picked up a K1 or K2. Or did he get that at Huntsville, Alabama? Oh, I bet he got that off of Paul over there at Huntsville, Alabama. The friendliest ham fest in the world. Yeah, I think he got the K1 or 2 there at Alabama. So, yeah, man, we can't thank Josh enough for everything he does, and it's just amazing. That man's here live streaming all these ham shows for us, Evan. Isn't he a cool dude? And anyway, I turn it back to you. That was my announcement that Josh is going to fire up at 9 a.m., and then he's going to fire up again, it says, at 9 o'clock from Florida. And back to you, Evan. Thanks for taking my checker in and putting up with me tonight. KCYQL, good to hear you on, my friend.
All right, there we go. Bill, thank you. You saved me some time. It's less talking for me, and that's okay. You covered all the announcements, and I actually did not note both of those streams. I only knew about the one, but it's not uncommon for him to fire up multiple throughout the course of the HamFest weekend, so be sure and keep an eye out on Josh's channel along with your other favorite creators to see what's happening at Hamcation if you're not able to attend in person. Before we close things down tonight, is there anybody else who would like to check into the Ham Radio Crash Course Net, WAKHAR Net Control? Please call now. This is WAKJR. Anybody else looking to check into the Ham Radio Crash Course Net, go ahead, give us a call. Okay, I don't think we have anybody else, so a huge thank you to everybody for checking in and playing along tonight. It was a fun one. Tell your friends, tell your family that they have ham radio licenses to join us out here on Thursdays. Tomorrow will be the Ham Radio Crash Course HF Net, same time, on 40 meters. Keep an eye on the Discord for frequency and other pertinent information. For more info about Ham Radio Crash Course, please visit hamradiocrashcourse.com. For more info about the link system, please visit http://hrcc.link. Until next week, WAKJR is closing the net at 10:06 local. All stations are welcome to stay for informal discussion after the net. The link and any connected repeaters are now returned to normal amateur use. WAKJR is clear.